Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on 1 John, and today we're reading 1 John 5, 1 through 3. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing gives our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Every person who believes that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah, is God begotten. If we love the one who conceives the child, we'll surely love the one who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep His commands? The proof that we love God comes when we keep His commands, and they are not at all troublesome. Every person who believes that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah, is God begotten. If we love the one who conceives the child, we'll surely love the child who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep His commands? The proof that we love God comes when we keep His commandments, and they are not at all troublesome. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Every person who believes that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah is God begotten. If we love the one who conceives the child, we'll surely love the child who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep His commands? The proof that we love God comes when we keep His commandments, and they are not at all troublesome. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. If every person who believes that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah, is God begotten, if we love the one who conceives the child, we'll surely love the child who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep his commands? The proof that we love God comes when we keep his commandments, and they are not at all troublesome. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for being present with us today. As we go about our day today, would you make us ever more aware of your living, active presence within us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.